Hey everyone, it's Jeff from Modern Combat and Survival, and for this week's broadcast, I thought I'd try something a little bit different. All right, here's the deal. I've really enjoyed getting to know our readers and our listeners, and the more I read your comments and the more I talk to you on the phone, the more I realize that this really is a personal relationship that we all have, that we're sharing information. And it's this personal connection that I'd really like to nurture more. Part of that is pulling the curtain back and sharing with you some of my own experiences from the week that could offer you not only some insight into my personal life, whether you care or not, but also share some valuable tactical tips and takeaways from those experiences. Now, the plan is to pump these things out on Fridays at the end of my week. And because I'm an overwhelmed, busy husband, father, editor, part-time brain surgeon, and all-around defender of the universe, the only real time that I have to knock these out is in my weekly car ride into the city. So, you're going to instantly recognize from the beginning of this recording that it's me in my vehicle, no scripts or guidelines. It's just a stripped-down version of little old me with a rant of the week and the takeaway tips that you can learn from what I've experienced that week. Now, sometimes it might be a lesson that I learned from my kids, or it could be a comment from one of you on our blog, or it could even be from a visit to the dentist, like this week. Go ahead and check this out now, and let me know what you think in the blog comments.
If bullets were flying, your adrenaline surging, would you hit your target? If the world as you know it crumbled tomorrow, collapsed into chaos, would you know how to survive? If you and those you loved were cornered by a gang, violently attacked, could you protect them? Could you protect them? Could you protect them? Tactical firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat. This is another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is Modern Combat and Survival.
Hey everyone, it's Jeff from Modern Combat and Survival Magazine, and it's time for this week's three tactical tips from the Bug Out Mobile. And this was an interesting week because I was over at my dentist's office getting some work done, and she was telling about a trip that she made to the local Cabela's, which is if you're not familiar with Cabela's, it's a giant sporting goods store well known for its gun selection, very much a man's man type of shopping experience. And she was in there, I don't know if she was buying a gun or what she was doing, but first of all, how cool is it that I can talk about Cabela's and guns with my dentist, first of all? But this week it was interesting because we're coming off of the terrorist attacks that just happened in France. And she said that when she went to Cabela's, she was in there shopping, and all of a sudden she noticed that there were some Muslims that were walking through, like, a family. And the woman was in a burqa, and they were walking through a Cabela's. Now, I live in Texas. In fact, I live in a part of Texas where sometimes a guy's belt buckle is bigger than his pickup truck. So for a Muslim family in the midst of this sort of terrorist threat that's going on around the world to be walking through a Cabela's in Texas, where half the people, probably three-quarters of the people there, are already carrying a weapon, probably not a smart thing to do. But besides that, she went outside, and outside there were two cars parked in the handicap zone, and there were some Muslims there on prayer rugs performing their prayers in the parking lot of a Cabela's, surrounded by, I'm sure, more weaponry than probably the local Texas National Guard. So, now, nothing happened, but here was what was interesting. She said that it shocked her, but she looked around, and it didn't seem to matter to anybody around. Nobody seemed to be paying much attention to it. That right there shocked me even more than there being full ensemble of Muslims walking through a Cabela's. So what does that say? Well, first of all, I'm not saying that these people were terrorists. Obviously, I didn't see any news reports that there was anything, that Cabela's didn't get blown up. So I don't want to be racist or not, or trample on anybody's religious beliefs, because I truly do believe in the Constitution of the United States of America and our freedom of religion, no matter what that is, even if it's Muslim religion, okay? We have extremists all across the board. We have extremist Christians who blow people up, okay, and kill people just in the name of religion. So religion is responsible for more deaths than obviously anything else. But I do believe in freedom at its very core source, okay? So Got that out of the way. Now, what I find interesting is that nobody was even on the watchful side of it. There didn't seem, I asked her, were you looking? She said, I was looking around to see if anybody was following them, anybody was nervous, anybody was pointing at them and talking or anything. She said nothing at all. So that's interesting. But so here are the three tips that I want you to take away from this experience. One is to understand that what you need to understand is that terrorists are already here in the United States. Okay? Now you can, I'm not even talking about conspiracy theories or people, you know, teleporting themselves over the Mexican border or anything like that. Okay? What I'm talking about is even if nobody came over here as a Syrian refugee and was a terrorist or anything, there are people that are sympathetic to terrorist need, to terrorist stuff over here, okay? So, they're already here. And knowing that, the potential for an attack has always been here, always will be here, and it is here right now. So, one is to understand that this isn't something that just happens in France or just happens in Afghanistan or just happens somewhere else in the world. Since 9/11, we've become very complacent because, you know, most people think that, well, you know, an attack, you know, we're safe. Nothing's going to happen. I can tell you, I was in a counterterrorism consulting cell for the shopping centers of the United States. I can tell you, they're always worried about this sort of thing. And the chatter is going on right now about what to do, especially going into the holiday season. Okay? That's where true terror happens, is when you hit the local population. You fly a plane into the World Trade Center. It's a prominent skyscraper building. After that, nobody wanted to go into prominent skyscrapers. But if you remember the Washington sniper shootings, it was a matter of one father and his son in the back of a vehicle sniping people at a Home Depot, at a gas station. All of a sudden, you shut down an entire city. I don't want my wife going to pump gas if I'm in Washington, D.C., and there's a sniper out there taking people up, picking people off at gas stations, okay? So realize, one, they're already here. So keep your eyes open. Number two, don't get stuck into thinking that they all walk around in burkas and are on prayer rugs in the Cabela's parking lot or anywhere else. So it's not just Muslim extremists that you are looking for. Terrorists come in all shapes and sizes. Like I said, Timothy McVeigh probably looked like your everyday, average, patriotic, military-type soldier that walks around that I see all over Texas, okay? But what you're looking for are things that are outside of the baseline. We talk about baseline a lot. And so you want to make sure that you're looking for things outside of the baseline. Certainly, the people inside of Cabela's was outside of the baseline. Okay, that's not normal, so... those of you that, you know, if you're really watching this right now, you're the sheepdogs of our society. You watch over the sheep against the wolves. And so look for things that are outside of the baseline. Don't get trapped into thinking that you're just looking for turbans and burkas, okay? All right. And number three, for God's sake, if you're not carrying a weapon, carry a damn weapon. If you are a sheepdog of society, any of these situations where we have active shooters that crop up or terrorists, I mean, some of those terrorists in France were stopped before they could blow themselves up. Potentially hundreds of lives were saved because somebody was able to shoot them before they were able to get the bomb off. Okay? That can happen anywhere. It can happen at a political demonstration. It can happen in a food court at the shopping mall. It can happen anywhere. So if you are a responsibly armed and trained citizen, and I do mean trained, okay, then I think as a sheepdog of society, you have an obligation to carry. Not a, okay, well, I probably should or whatever. To me, we have an obligation to concealed carry, so that, because these things are happening in movie theaters and things like that. And for God's sake, if you own a handgun, go get your damn license. And if you do have a license to have a weapon, go with concealed carry and train for that. Now, the caveat of this is the training, one, and then also make sure that you're carrying a weapon that actually will stop somebody, okay? I get into this discussion all the time with people, like, what's the best weapon to carry for concealed carry? And I can tell you that that's a very common question, sure. but you'd be surprised when people are carrying what they think is a real man stopper, and research and studies show that it really isn't. It doesn't stack up when it comes to what really stops an attacker. And it's not that one-inch shot group that you're thinking of that is your true man stopper. It's actually the weapon that you're carrying, okay, and the tactics that you employ with it, of course. Now, we have a report that goes through the stopping power of different weapons, and there's some shocking things in there that I think will get people to kind of change their minds even maybe on the weapon that you are carrying. So you can get that at stoppingpowersecrets.com. You can get a free copy of that. Test your own weapon that you're carrying, okay? See if it stacks up to what actually does stop a person. And you know, make the change if you need to. Have the ability to question what you're doing and have the open enough mind to be able to say, okay, my true goal here is survival, and so I am going to choose a handgun that does have sufficient stopping power that will stop somebody. And again, don't think that just because you're carrying it or because somebody told you it's a man stopper that it actually is. So go ahead and first of all, share underneath this video, what is it that you are carrying? What is the weapon that you're carrying on you right now? And then go and get the Stopping Power Secrets report and see if you change your mind. If you do, come on back and leave another comment about something that surprised you in the report that made you change your mind potentially about the weapon you had, or did it confirm that you are carrying the right thing? All right, so go ahead and do that now, and I look forward to our next 3 tactical tips from the Bug Out Mobile. This is Jeff Anderson from Modern Combat and Survival saying train hard, stay safe, bear now.
Modern Combat and Survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Modern Combat and Survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.